I'm Christopher Zweig, and today I dish on James Wan's latest horror flick, Christian Bale and Vince Vaughn, in a crime comedy about coupons and a gambling movie with Oscar Isaac as a blackjack player who knows when to walk away. Our first movie is a masterpiece entitled The Card Counter, which stars Oscar Isaac in one of his best non-commercial performances as William Tell, a former military interrogator who learned how to count cards while serving a dime in prison and knows when to walk away. He goes to various casinos to play at the tables with a small amount in order to keep his mind off his dark past. He could care less about winning or losing, and then Tiffany Haddish comes in as a backer who is impressed by his skills. The gambler also comes across Ty Sheridan as a young man who wants revenge on a former major played by Willem Dafoe for making his deceased father and all the other soldiers take the fall for a heinous crime. William was among the soldiers and warns the kid that killing the ex-major will destroy him, and instead invites him on the road during a blackjack tournament. The Card Counter was written and directed by Paul Schrader and executive produced by Martin Scorsese, both brilliant collaborators, and together they made the movie so thought-provoking that it's easy to understand the main protagonist in his world. The cast is top-notch in various aspects, there are some mesmerizing camera shots, and it's also challenging when we see the movie's own vision of blackjack. We deserve a gambling movie where the hero knows when to walk away, unlike your average gambling movie characters, and we have one. It's one of the year's best films, 4 stars. Next up, we have Malignant, the new horror film from director James Wan, who gives it a similar vibe of his previous horror entries Insidious and The Conjuring, but this isn't much of a jump scare as it is an entertaining film. Annabelle Wallace stars as a woman who loses her husband and unborn baby to an evil spirit. Ever since that attack, she begins seeing that very same spirit named Gabriel killing more people. As she tells her sister and two detectives, she discovers her past about how she's connected to Gabriel. Of course, those are just the early stages compared to the darker truth, which I won't spoil for you. Malignant may be ridiculous at times, but unlike James Wan's recently produced entries like The Curse of La Llorona or The Nun, this one had me interested. It uses patience within the terror, Wallace does some fine work, and it cuts back on the jump scares. I like this movie for actually making an effort out of itself, even if I grow weary of the jump scare genre. 3 stars. And our last movie is Queenpins, a mean, lame, and uninspired comedy with Christian Bale as a coupon nut and Kirby Hollow Baptiste as a YouTuber who collaborate to steal a bunch of coupons and sell them to the public for big money. It's almost like a low-rent version of The Wolf of Wall Street as they spend money for their selfish needs, but without the complexity and advantages to make it a hit. On their little crime spree are Paul Walter Hauser as a rude and awkward loss prevention officer and Vince Vaughn as a determined U.S. postal inspector. Hauser has to be the goofy one while Vaughn is genuinely the only likable actor with his attitude. There's been a better film to channel on The Wolf of Wall Street which used female leads, and that was Hustlers, which was smart and stylish compared to Queens, which is too cheap for its own good. Its script and comedy feel more like an expired coupon with how unlikable the two leads are. Bell and Howell Baptiste are both have talents, but in this movie, they never enlist you of any sympathy for their characters. It's playing at Cinemark locations beginning this weekend and will premiere on Paramount Plus at the end of September, but you're not missing anything. 1.5 stars. And if you had a choice between driving up to the nearest Cinemark to see Queenpins or seeing The Card Counter at your local theater, take my advice. Well, those are the movies I'm reviewing this week. I'm Christopher Zweig, and I'll see you at the movies.